You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz. It's Wednesday, August 13th. In May, the Trump administration abruptly terminated funding for two climate resilience programs in Washington state. Now the state attorney general has filed suit, demanding that more than $9 million be reinstated. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
$9.3 million was awarded just last year to the State Board for Community and Technical Colleges for a new program to update curriculum and train the next generation working on the front lines of climate change. Now that's on hold, along with a much smaller program for coastal resilience from sea flooding and erosion. State Attorney General Brown says the funds were appropriated by Congress and the cancellation was unconstitutional.
To arbitrarily cancel that because the Trump administration is wedded to fossil fuels is not only wrong and bad policy, but it's illegal under the provisions of the grants that we received.
The Trump administration says these programs were inconsistent with the president's new priorities and that they have legal authority to reassess grants. This is Brown's 35th lawsuit against the Trump administration. So far, those lawsuits have recouped millions. Billions more are tied up in the courts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe reporting.
Washington State Senator John Braun announced on Tuesday that he will be challenging U.S. Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez in the 2026 midterm election. The Centralia Republican says he believes the Democrat has failed to deliver for Southwest Washington residents during roughly 3 years in office. He also said the district leans conservative and should be represented by a Republican. Braun brings years of state political experience to the race. He has served in the Washington Senate since 2013 and was named Republican leader of the chamber in 2020. Glusenkamp-Perez issued a statement shortly after Braun's announcement. The moderate Democrat called him a career politician who was recruited by the, quote, D.C. swamp. Longview officials are negotiating with Peace Health over whether the hospital system will have to pay a decade of back taxes to the Southwest Washington City. OPB's Eric Newman reports.
Officials with the City of Longview and Peace Health St. John Medical Center met this week to start negotiating how much the hospital will have to pay in missed taxes. City officials recently discovered a 14-year gap in business and occupation tax from some services at the hospital. The city is also considering removing future tax exemptions from Peace Health. Chief Financial Officer Tracy Fernandez told city officials that could cost the hospital around $400,000 per year.
It would basically 10x what we have to currently pay.
Confusion about paying the B&O tax started in 2010 when the hospital relocated its headquarters from Bellevue to Vancouver. The city of Longview also missed the accounting change. I'm Eric Newman reporting.
Three projects that would support key infrastructure in Pacific County, Washington, are one step closer to winning congressionally directed funding. Last month, the U.S. House Appropriations Committee passed around $4.6 million in funding for the local projects. These were in addition to 11 other projects requested by Democratic Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez as part of Congress's community project funding process. The spending bills to fund the projects still must pass the whole House and Senate, a process expected to take months. Among the requests are $2.7 million to dredge the port of Chinook to ensure safe passage for vessels to dock as well as reach the boat lift. The request has received local support as well as from State Senator Jeff Wilson, a Longview Republican who represents the 19th District. Another local request approved by the House Appropriations Committee last month is $1 million to make repairs at the City of Raymond Wastewater Treatment Plant. The third project in Pacific County is just over $1 million for Willapa Harbor Hospital to replace its medical clinic. Supporters say the aging facility cannot keep up with the area's growing and elderly population and is located in a rural, medically underserved area. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer. A top Oregon Republican says federal funding reductions under President Trump's major spending bill are the least of the state's problems. House Minority Leader Christine Drazen, a Canby Republican, said on Tuesday that tax hikes and policies pushed by Democrats are a bigger threat to state residents. The comments came after Governor Tina Kotek released an analysis this week showing projected impacts of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill passed by Congress. It showed that federal money that supports health care and food assistance to low-income Oregonians could be reduced by $15 billion in coming years. Kotek has said residents will lose vital coverage under the bill. Drazen and other Republicans have argued the cuts are a sensible step to reduce federal spending. Last month, the state of Oregon, along with 19 other states, filed a lawsuit against FEMA after the agency abruptly terminated a grant program this spring. For Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria, the ending of FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities grant program meant that $14 million in funds already awarded for a major expansion project was suddenly off the table. Now a court has granted an injunction to freeze funds allocated through the grant program and exclude the federal government from using the money for other purposes until the end of the lawsuit. At a meeting last week, Clatsop County Council Anthony Pope told county commissioners that this is good news. It means the funds are safe and can't be spent on other programs. However, he says it's still not a guarantee, and the lawsuit is in its early days. Commissioner Mark Quila noted that the hospital's project is in motion, including components it had hoped to pay for with the federal grant money. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian. Manzanita's new City Hall is open for business. A ribbon cutting took place earlier this month. City Manager Lila Amon said it was a project years in the making. In 2019, a vote seeking support for a tax increase to pay for the project failed. Then, in 2020, the City Council reaffirmed their commitment to building a new City Hall and police station. They directed city staff to find funding sources. City leaders conducted listening sessions to help inform a preliminary plan and ultimately approved a loan of $4.6 million in December 2023 through Business Oregon's Special Public Works Fund. Groundbreaking took place in March 2024, with substantial completion occurring in May 2025. City staff moved in beginning in June. The new City Hall is located at 655 Manzanita Avenue. The story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald. Oregon's only intact wooden lighthouse, Yakina Bay Lighthouse, had its lantern reinstalled on Tuesday. The lantern was shipped to Alabama for cast metal restoration. The lighthouse underwent a $1.8 million restoration that included repairs to the roof frame, chimney, brick foundation, doors, and windows. It also received a new coat of exterior paint and a roof repair to protect it from the elements. According to Oregon Parks and Recreation officials, people will be able to visit the 150-year-old lighthouse as soon as the scaffolding and plastic are removed. For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, mostly cloudy with highs in the high 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to high 50s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs near 70. Rain likely after 11 p.m. tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy with lows in the high 50s. You're listening to news from KMUN. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.